Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
We got a great show for you. 3 hours of fun.
Not two.
3 hours of enlightenment. 3 hours of encouragement,
one,
inspiration,
two, three.
Information, education, celebration. All
right,
of
Jesse
it.
Jackson. Woo-hoo!
I'm just an MC. I don't even try. Just like Rob, I don't try to be funny. But I'm just naturally funny on the show.
Are you naturally funny?
It's just like rhymes just pour out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't even playing. See what I mean? It's just that simple, you know? So, how you doing, man? Don't be mad because you have to lay on your bed and come up with your jokes.
Nah, I'm not working like that.
Half of them don't even work anyway.
Are you kidding?
And I'm just popping off the top of my head like jokes galore.
It sounds like you haven't prepared for the show, but I'm prepared. I'm ready to go. That's what it's called, a show. It ain't a show up and talk. It's a show. Thank you. But anyway, great day today. My godson, Dallas, and his dad, PR man Jay, they flew into San Diego. Chris drove up here to have lunch with me. They're going to a basketball, college basketball game down in San Diego tonight. But they came up. We had pizza and hung out, and that was cool. I do want to also say to everybody who was hitting us up with requests, it's my bad. I forgot we're in the Christmas season, so there's no TV theme songs until we
can
get
do
back
Christmas
in January.
Show.
Right. So, but a lot of people sent in requests. It's my fault. So, guys, we'll get back to those in January.
We got
January.
11 months for those. Yeah.
Yes.
No issue.
And the last thing is, thanks to all the listeners who are been downloading our show, man. We're very, very, we just had our best month ever, Chris, the month of November, and the show's 3+ years. And we're thrilled. Thank you. Chris and I, when we decided to do this together, we always talked about doing a show that's for the listener. It's your show. Take ownership of the show. We love it. Thank you.
All right, I was about to tell Alex to cue the music.
No,
I was ready.
I mean, my goodness.
What? Chris, aren't you appreciative?
I'm very appreciative.
Of what we have, seriously.
I'm very appreciative. Yes, I really am. It's fun what we do. It's fun for us, and I think it's fun for the listeners, and I think that's why you see the growth.
Right.
And it's great, Rob, because, you know, people could tune you out after a few years. Now we're in our fourth year, right?
Exactly.
But we're actually growing, so that shows that people are appreciating what we do, and the show is growing and getting better and better. So I'm definitely very happy about that. I'm glad you gave love to the listeners. All right.
We always give love to our listeners, Chris. That's
absolutely
the one thing we do is acknowledge them. We respect you guys' opinion.
Yep.
We want to hear from you. How many times has Chris told you, Chris and I don't agree with you, we want you to call in?
Absolutely.
How many shows tell you that?
How many shows let you trash the host
exactly
once a week? I mean, seriously. We allow it. And
exactly.
We sit there and we take it.
So.
All right? So, yeah, we love you guys. We love our crew. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, budding star himself. And we'll do his Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia in the third hour of the show.
Woo-hoo!
We got super producer Rob G in full effect. And we got our man David Gascon Jr., or David Gascon II, on the updates. All right, Rob, let's get to it. The news of the day, it just broke. LeBron James, now we know he'd been out supposedly with COVID. And today, and that was just a few days ago. And the thinking would he'd be out was that he'd be out for 10 days, or at least close to that, because he had to do a double negative test within 24 hours. And I was texting with someone close to LeBron, Rob, when this broke. And the person never confirmed to me that he had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And he just seemed baffled. He was like, look, I mean, not just that LeBron feels fine. A lot of people that get COVID, some do feel fine. But he just wasn't sure. He was just like, this is strange. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, what's kind of going on? Which was odd to me because, again, I was like, well, he obviously has COVID. But they apparently, when LeBron flew back home to L.A. from Sacramento, they kept doing tests on him, and they kept coming back negative. And now he obviously has done his two negative tests. And the NBA has said that apparently he was not a positive. So it was a false positive. Think about that, Rob. Of all the people in the league, this is Rob G, is this the first false positive that's been public with the NBA? Because, yeah, it's the first one. For all, Rob, how incredible is that, that the first false positive is the face of the league?
No, I agree.
That's strange.
And if I had tickets to that Knicks-Lakers game a couple days ago, I want a refund.
Man.
I mean,
well,
I'm pissed.
That one,
he
was suspended.
Oh, that was a suspension.
Yeah,
right,
for the Isaiah Stewart situation.
You're right. I know it was back-to-back almost, right. Okay.
Right. And then they played – well, they did play Sacramento again.
Right. And then,
they were able to win.
Right.
But here's the thing, Rob. What if they had lost? And we don't expect it to come down to one game with the Lakers to get in the playoffs. But what if they had lost and it did come down to that?
Yeah.
It
just, I mean, the only thing you could say is that he's not the old, false positives happen. That's why there's a certain, that's why there's a thing called a false positive, because right. it can happen. And they even say that with tests, you got to be careful. Even I've seen all kinds of tests, Chris, like, you know, like it's got to be retested and you got to get another one. But you know what I mean? Before yep. you say you have this or you don't for sure. Cause sometimes Absolutely. Those things happen, but for Lakers fans, it's good that he'll be back.
And good for him. I mean, look, some people get COVID and it's not a big deal. Others get it and it runs them through the ringer. So you don't want to hear anybody has COVID. So I'm happy for LeBron.
I'm with you.
And glad he doesn't
I'm with
have
you.
It.
No one.
For his health.
We went through it.
Basketball.
We've right. lost some loved ones. We lost some friends. I just, yep. if you can avoid it, avoid it.
Yep, absolutely. So now, Rob, the league did respond with thinking that LeBron's out on Friday against the Clippers. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard isn't there. The league took the Lakers-Clippers game off of national television.
But is that the league's
place,
call or ESPN's call? I don't think that's
well,
the league's call.
ESPN, I'm sorry. Right. They're in cahoots. I don't know.
No, I know, but I don't
exactly
think
has the
right.
final say. But let's say it's ESPN. And they put the Suns and the Warriors, the two top teams in the league record-wise, who just played, was it Tuesday night? Great game. And they are putting them back on their rematch Friday night instead of the Lakers. Do you, because the Lakers, you know, even without LeBron, they got star power with Westbrook and Anthony Davis. And now you throw LeBron in there and the Clippers
and
still
Carmelo.
Have Paul George.
I mean, they got star. Yeah. How many guys we just talked about, Chris, are on the top 75?
Right.
They got
I mean,
four
Carmelo's
guys.
A little bit of a, you know, he's more of a role player at this point. But yeah, he's still Carmelo Anthony. But do you think that ESPN or the league or whoever made the call made a mistake?
I think it's a mistake. I think it's an overreaction. They had the great matchup on Tuesday night. That was the game people wanted to see. I'm not saying that people won't watch it if it's on, but to X out Los Angeles and act like Los Angeles isn't a big player or people aren't interested, guess what? People like to see a train wreck too. Oh, I hate to break it to you.
That's your argument?
Yeah, that's
the
my
Lakers
argument.
The Lakers are a train wreck.
Yes.
Let's
and they
want to
see like what's going on in L.A.? How come this isn't working with LeBron and Westbrook or whatever? I'm just saying, to take the Lakers off in the first week in December, this ain't like the game between Golden State and Phoenix is going to determine the top seed in the Western Conference, and we're in April. I get that. They just played a couple days ago. This is an overreaction. This is doing too much. It ain't that important. They're not going to set an all-time record for television ratings on a Friday night on ESPN. I hate to break it to you. I'm not saying people won't watch it. They won't have a choice.
People
if you want to watch basketball Friday night, and that's the national game, just like if the
people
Lakers and Clippers
watch.
Were on, people would have watched it. So I just think that, you know, it's a slight to LeBron. A slight to Los
well,
Angeles.
Well, no, it's not a slight to LeBron.
Yes, it
he
is.
Was out. He was out when
he's in.
They thought he was out. They wouldn't have. They would. Yeah, now he is. But the decision's
been
made.
Were, are
now,
you
I don't
so
know if
sure?
they'll go back. No, when they made the decision,
no, but I'm,
to
but I'm
go
saying,
to the Phoenix game, it was LeBron was out, so it has nothing no, to do
but,
with.
But are you
it
sure that even if LeBron
Davis.
Was in, even if LeBron
yeah.
was in,
I mean, I wasn't in the meetings, but my point is the ruling came down.
No, I get
after
that.
LeBron was out. So
but
it has nothing
that.
To do with him other than, I mean, it's not a slight on him.
But
it's
I'm
a,
saying,
maybe a slight on Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook, Paul
but
George.
But I'm saying that because those two teams are hot, that maybe they would have tried to do it anyway.
I don't
even
think so.
Because the Lakers and Clippers, they feel, even though it's the number two TV market in the country, they would rather
they're
not.
They're not taking LeBron off. I just
are you sure
there's
that?
No, there's, I mean, I look, again, I wasn't in the meetings. I don't know 100%, but I there's no way you're taking the face of the league off. I'm sorry. I just don't believe that. They wouldn't have taken LeBron.
I think that the way it is, I don't know. How great were the ratings Tuesday night? Do we know Rob
I don't
Rob
know,
G?
But look, my feeling, Rob, is that I'm fine with it. Because, I like watching the Lakers play. Even without LeBron, you made a point that is relevant. People like watching a train wreck. I'm not looking at it as a train wreck. I'm looking at it as I want to see, continue to see how Russell Westbrook fits in with the Lakers, Anthony Davis, how he plays without LeBron. Obviously, if LeBron is there, it adds even more spice to it. How do LeBron and Westbrook fit together? And they're one of the better teams in the league. You know, I still believe that, even though their record's poor, because LeBron's been out half the season. So I'm with you. Look, if it was Lakers-Clippers Friday night, I'd be fine with it, and I'd be tuned in. But if it's Golden State and Phoenix, oh, I'm still tuned in. In fact, I Golden State, to me, and not just because of Steph Curry, is the way they play. They're the funnest team in the league to watch, to me, because they play a free-flowing five-man basketball style. Obviously, Steph is shooting crazy shots. Draymond's doing his thing as a great defender and playmaker. Jordan Poole's emerged. Andrew Wiggins, I like his game as a third, fourth option. So I like watching Golden State. And a rematch with Phoenix, I do think it's big. Obviously, nothing's decided in December. But if Phoenix beats them again, it's a statement. It's more of a statement than could be made in the Lakers-Clippers game. And so I hear you. I mean, if they hadn't made this move, I'd have been fine watching the Lakers-Clippers, because even without LeBron, there's plenty of star power. But, man, I got no issue whatsoever. In fact, yeah, if you give me my choice, I'd rather watch Phoenix-Golden State than Lakers-Clippers.
Yeah, I watched it already Tuesday night. It did really well, 2.4 million viewers. The best regular season game in almost since 2019, and that makes sense because going into that game with the Suns winning 16 in a row, that's definitely. Now, as you go to the next one, I doubt they'll have the same ratings or they're as good. But
it's a Friday night. I don't know if that helps, hurts.
Friday night TV is not great.
That's not
people go out. I just don't think that. The same game, the same two teams 3 days later is the way you normally want to do it. I just think some of the luster falls off of it.
I actually think there's more luster, because now Phoenix, assuming they win their next game, I don't know if they play tomorrow, I guess. Yeah. No, they'll be on a back-to-back. Yeah. They play tomorrow against Detroit. Assuming they win that game, they'll be on now an 18-game win streak. They just beat Golden State to kind of make a statement that we're the best team in the league, not you. And now, let's see if Golden State can answer. If they can't, now we're like, uh-oh, Phoenix is definitely that squad. So I think it adds a little more excitement.
Two games in a week and the first 20, like, that's going to determine it?
No, it doesn't determine. I mean, but I'm saying for right now, I don't think it takes away the luster. I think it actually adds to it. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did ESPN and the NBA make a mistake by jettisoning the Lakers-Clippers game for the Warriors-Suns game Friday night? What is your opinion? You can weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And, of course, we're brought to you by AutoZone. because AutoZone's got free services that you need to help you get back on the road. Like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service has got over 5,600 locations nationally for AutoZone. And that's serious. Because I'm telling you, when I was in L.A., now I'm in New Jersey, it doesn't matter. Everywhere I look, every corner I look at, just about has an AutoZone on it. It's unbelievable. And that's one reason they are so good and they are America's number one battery service provider, because they're here to help you save time and money with their free services. So getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply now, but get in the zone with AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. Mistake by ESPN and the NBA to take Lakers Clippers off Friday night, even though at the time they thought LeBron would be out. Instead, and now they're putting on the Suns and the Warriors.
All right, let's kick it off with Kenny in Fresno. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kenny?
Good day, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Always. Great to have you.
All right, longtime Laker fan. I'm just going to lay it out like this. Did they take into consideration Booker's hammy? Because doesn't he got a questionable hamstring? So he if he's not playing, what are we going to watch?
Yep.
Well, I mean, he was out, in fairness, he was out for 2.5 quarters in the game Tuesday. Yeah, but that's a great point, because that does take away from it. Even if Golden State wins.
Thank you. I'm going to drop off and listen to you guys.
That's a great point.
Thank you.
No, that's a good point. That's a great point.
There you go.
They didn't, clearly.
No, they didn't think about that. Steve in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Steve?
Hey guys. Thank you so much for receiving my call. I just want to say, I'm a long-term, long-time Supersonics fan. However, I want to say that, of course, they're going to change over to the Warriors and to Phoenix. Because who wants to see some L.A. geriatrics against the L.A. losers?
Wow.
And
Hold on. So you don't like watching – first of all, Anthony Davis is not geriatric. But you don't like watching AD and Russell Westbrook?
Just going to say, AD plays like a geriatric.
Wow.
That guy just
You sound
that guy
like Rob Parker.
Rob Parker. I love it. That guy just wants to get his money and get out of the league. He is not playing like a champion. And that's all I have to say. Thanks, guys.
All right, Steve, appreciate it.
Wow. Steve had opinions, didn't he?
That's what, hey, we love opinions on this radio program. We do. How about Mark in Maryland? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's going on, Mark?
What's up, Rob?
That's a different Mark.
I'm just having fun.
I know. What's up, Mark?
That's hilarious. Hey, Rob, I met you at the Nats game. I told you I was going to call back in, buddy.
Yes, that's right. When I was there, Chris, this was the game that they had the shooting at.
You met? Yeah. Where'd you meet? In the broom closet you hid in?
Yeah, I know, right? It was crazy that night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was crazy, man. But we both made it out there safely. Rob showed
Thank
up.
God. Thank you. Thank God, yes.
But, I think it's a big mistake. I mean, I love to see a train wreck. It's the late show. It's the Lakers. It's Hollywood. It's Russell Westbrook. It's AD. So I think it's a big mistake. And then when you consider Devin Booker is not going to play in that game, it's a bad mistake. And now LeBron's going to come back. So, yeah, terrible mistake for ESPN, in my opinion.
Yeah, actually, it backfired, right?
I bet you it doesn't backfire in terms of ratings, though, Rob.
No, but I think
– they'll be worse?
I don't think they'll be worse. I'm just saying, like, they were trying to be cute, trying to get ahead of something, Chris, and it wound up – that's all I'm saying. Like, to make a flex, I don't remember them flexing games in the first week of December. That's all I'm – if you could tell me they've done this before, then I'm wrong. But it just seemed weird this early.
Look, I'd love to see LeBron and his guys play, but it doesn't matter to me that it's this early. I mean, a lot of people love watching Steph, love watching the Warriors, and Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton. They still got star power even without Book.
Yeah, but the Suns are about Devin Booker. You don't think that that's going to hurt some?
Oh, yeah, people it takes away from it. Yeah, there's no doubt. But still, I think if Phoenix falls behind early or something. I think Steph Curry, and even though you're not like, you know, you got your issues with Steph and his game, I want to hear your opinion on this statement. I think Steph Curry is the most exciting player to watch in the league. Are you with that? It's certainly among these four teams we're talking about.
Well, I mean, with the half court shots and the circus stuff, sure. It's hard for me to disagree.
Yeah, so that's, you know,
that
even
he's putting
without
the ball up from anywhere. Bad shots for most people, and Steph has made enough of them that they're not. But yeah, I agree with that.
All right, fair. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. It's a TV theme song Thursday. We got Scott Miller, longtime Major League Baseball columnist, now an MLB Network radio analyst, will join us to talk about the Major League Baseball lockout. And look, I got to say, I'm proud of Rob because I expected tears.
Nah.
I expected sniffles. I expected all types of things.
The last three lockouts, they haven't missed a day.
Right, because people are thinking they're confusing the strike.
Right,
with the lockout.
This is a lockout.
The strike is when we lost the World Series.
Have you seen the last three? They've missed no time. So a lockout, I understand why they do it.
Yeah, but it's not like a lockout can't take games out. We've seen that with the NBA.
But the idea of it is so that you don't. If you let the players walk out on you in spring training, then you could wreck the season. Do you see what I'm saying? If you don't have a deal. So that's why.
I'm with you in that I think we won't miss any games.
Yes.
But it's possible with a lockout even as well as a strike. It is possible because, again, we've seen it in the NBA. But, all right, we'll get to Scott Miller in a moment. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And our next guest, Scott Miller, is a longtime Major League Baseball columnist.
Scott!
And a contributor to the New York Times. Scott, we welcome you into the Odd Couple. How are you?
What's up, Scott?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Rob. How are you guys? Nice to be with you.
Yes.
Great to have you. Absolutely,
Scott. Let's just jump right in. Obviously, nobody wants a work stoppage. But in this case, we had 26 years of labor peace, which was unbelievable in baseball. Anybody who knows the owners and the players union, and some people just believe this had to happen to kind of get to where they are in the process. Tell us the difference between, first of all, do you think this is going to be long? And my second part of the question is, the difference between a lockout compared to a strike?
Yes. A lockout is a move implemented by the owners. A strike is implemented by the players. In other words, a strike, generally speaking, happens during a season or when games are scheduled and the players walk out, go on strike, the season, the game stop. A lockout, owners institute it, and that's oftentimes happens, as happened this week during the off season, and the owners say it's on their part right now, it's a mechanism to try to bring the players to the table for serious negotiations, put some heat on the players. The difference, a lockout, what happens, it's owner instituted. And because obviously the season's not going right now, what happens is it's like you push the pause button on everything to do with baseball's business. As long as there's a lockout, there's no business being done. There will be no free agents signed. There can be no trades. Baseball executives on teams cannot talk to their own players. They're basically icing the players out. And it's odd, but because of labor rules and laws, when the owners call a lockout, they can't even refer to their players. So, for example, if you go to the website MLB.com right now, you will not read one word about any player in particular. Once the lockout goes into effect, they can't even mention the players on MLB.com.
Wow.
So it's you go there, you're not going to see anything about Max Scherzer's new deal
right,
with the Mets or nothing. So that's the difference. My fear, the owners, Rob Manfred explained, the reason they put the lockout on right now is to try to put the heat on the players. He thinks, the owners claim, this is the best way to try to strike a deal in an era of chilly relations without interrupting the season. So right. they called it now, hoping the season that we will lose no games. I fear we might, but it's hard to say.
All right, Scott, one of the major sticking points between the two sides is that, you know, the Players Association wants to lessen the time, you know, from 6 years where a team controls you before you can be a free agent or age 35 or age 30.
Yep.
I've always felt like that was a too long of a period, you know, for these guys to wait before they can hit free agency and really get that huge money. But the league talks about, hey, the small markets, it gives them time with these players. It allows them to compete for right. championships before these guys walk away for the huge money to New York, Boston, wherever. And that makes a little sense to me. I have to be honest. Where do you side on this argument, and how do you think it's going to kind of play out?
Yeah, it makes sense from that perspective that if you lessen years to free agency, you know, players like whoever, you know, young players that come up with a team, you know, the middle market, small market teams will lose their players quicker. That right. part makes sense. But what also makes sense where you see the players' argument is the game has been overrun by analytics now. And all 30 teams lean heavily on analytic-minded front offices. And one thing analytics tells teams and everybody else is that basically 30 years old is the magic number. Once a player turns 30, forget about it. It's going to be downhill pretty quickly after that. So the problem from the player's perspective is they think the teams are all strategizing away their free agency, diluting salaries, because – generally speaking, you're tied to a team for 6 years. You can't most players don't become a free agent until they're 29 or 30. The way it's worked the last several years, like a few decades, the players understand early on when they're young, generally speaking, they're underpaid because the clubs have the hammer. Then when they become free agents, they make up the money where they're underpaid. In many cases, they may be overpaid, but it balances out. Now the players are – go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say
– they fear that they're not going to overpay them anymore right. because of the analytics.
But the only thing, Scott, I get all that, and that makes sense, but we haven't seen it from the contracts. Look at what they're paying people. They gave Tatis yep. $300
well,
million.
Dollars.
No. But my point is they didn't have to give – have to pay him. They could have waited. Chris, Aaron Judge is still waiting for his payday. The Yankees haven't paid him. Aaron Judge is making nothing. And the Padres paid when they didn't have to, and we've seen this from some teams, Scott. Am I right?
Yeah, you absolutely are. And what you notice is, just like Tampa Bay signing Wander Franco this week to that monster deal, the small market teams have gotten to the point where they'll gamble on a Tatis or a Wander Franco
right.
because they figure we need to give them big money up front to keep
right.
them.
Right.
Whereas the Yankees, they don't have to do that because they figure, you know what, if they lose Aaron Judge to free agency in a few years, they've got enough money to make up for. They can just go sign another free agent or fill that hole. So it's the big market, small market thing. And if you're a big market team, you've got a lot more money, and what that means in a competitive sense is you've got a lot more margin for error. If you're a small market team and you try to sign a big dollar guy and you swing and miss, you're probably screwed for a long time. You can't just eat that money and go get somebody else.
Scott, in 40 seconds, tell it. You said you fear that they're going to miss games. In 40 seconds, tell us why.
Well, because you saw a year ago during the pandemic in 2020 how ugly it was just to get that 60-game schedule done. You know, the players and owners, they couldn't hardly get the game back on the field during the pandemic. And now, you know, the emotions between the two are really, really bad. So, you know, hopefully by calling a lockout now, they'll sit down and figure things out. But, you know, Tony Clark said yesterday, the Players Union boss, that, hey,
the owners are more interested in pretending they're negotiating than actually negotiating.
Right.
The only thing I'm gonna say it's not gonna stop games, and this is just my gut. The way the owners spent money and what was out there, it felt different to me. Like, they could have shut everything down, Scott, and said nothing. But we got to run. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate
you, Scott.
Great
stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Always, guys. Enjoy talking to you. Take care.
All right.
Yep. All right. Shekel City is next. You know what to do.
I'm keep rolling.
I come with Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard on a TV theme song Thursday, playing Christmas tunes for the holiday, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You know what time it is? It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right. Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but it's going to happen. Trust me. Man, I've been on a tear this week. My last nine picks, I've hit six of them last night. 2-1 again. I'm looking for a hat trick. Wow. I need three. Because I've been 2-1 the last 3 days. Chris thought I had no shot. Shekel City is alive and well. We don't need your help, Chris Broussard. But anyway, here we go.
All I know is I'm running away with the pigskin pickoff.
We're not doing that right now.
It's a veritable bloodbath.
Hello? Is it Friday?
All right.
Tonight, the Cowboys need to win.
Demolition.
They need it bad against the Saints.
Annihilation.
Cowboys -6.5. I'm going with the Cowboys. They've lost three or four. Pistons are at the Suns. We know Booker's out, but the Pistons on the road in the West Coast, I'm sorry, I got the Suns -12 in that game.
-12, wow.
Yeah, -12. And the Spurs are at the Blazers. I got the Blazers -4.5 for a home victory right there. There we go. Cowboys -6.5. Suns -12 against the Pistons, and the Blazers -4.5 at home against the Spurs. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
Whenever you hear a disclaimer like that,
run the other way.
Run, yes, exactly. So, Rob, I got two games on. I'm about to watch this football game, Cowboys-Saints, and I've got the Knicks and the Bulls on in the NBA. Have you seen Lonzo Ball's new hairdo?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's like a huge afro, but it's braided up a little. Like, you know, it's not in braids, but
okay.
It's like it knotted, you know what I mean? Like almost like not dreads, but you know what I mean? Like natty dreads kind of. Okay. I was just going to ask you how you like it. I think it looks actually good. It looks good, I think. It's radical, but I like it. I like it. All right, tonight. You said, did you say it's a must win in Shekel City for the Cowboys?
I mean, they've lost three or four and just haven't played well. I mean, I just think that against the Saints, right, no Kamara, Hill is starting for them, but I know it's on the road, man. You got to win one of these games, Chris. You just, they lose again. That's 4 out of 5. I just think you start to question where you are. Not that it's going to change them winning the NFL. See least, right? That's not going to change.
Well, first of all, I agree with you in that psychologically and emotionally,
right,
they need this win, right? Mathematically, it doesn't kill them. But I will say this, Rob. If they lose tonight, they would only have one game up on Washington in the loss column in the NFC least. And Washington is hot. Washington's won 3 straight. They beat Tom Brady and the Buccaneers 3 weeks ago. I know that was probably an aberration or just an unforeseen upset, but still, it was a good win for them. And then the next two wins, Rob. Now, granted, Cam Newton isn't what he used to be. Russell Wilson is not playing well lately.
Right.
But still, look at the names of the quarterbacks Washington's beaten the last 3 weeks. Brady, Newton, Wilson.
So are you, sound like you're concerned that the Cowboys, if they don't get it right, Chris, are in jeopardy.
Well,
what looked like a foregone conclusion might not be.
I agree with you. I look, it wouldn't kill them mathematically. They'd still be in control of the division. What I'm saying is that if they lose tonight, it is not as simple. It, like, they're not, like you just said, you're not penciling in or certainly writing it in pen that the Cowboys are definitely winning the NFC East. Because they, like I said, one game up in the loss column to Washington, and they play Washington twice going forward.
Right.
So I'm just saying, you know, I still think they're the class of that horrible division. But I'm just saying, if you lose tonight to a team, Rob, the injuries are ridiculous. Their two starting tackles are out. A guard is out. Alvin Kamara is out. Your best running back, your best player, period. Your best receiver, Michael Thomas, hadn't been with you all year. And your third string, because that's what Taysom Hill is. We know he's popular. We know Sean Payton seems to worship the ground he walks on and giving him
and,
all
and
his money.
And pays him despite
right.
not playing.
It's ludicrous. For three plays a game, right? He's getting all this money. But the fact is, he's the third string quarterback. When Jameis Winston went down, they didn't go to Taysom Hill. They went to freaking Trevor Siemian. So if you lose to a team with its third string quarterback and he's got a bad foot, he's got plantar fascia.
Gesundheit.
If you can't beat him, Rob, with all the issues you mentioned, three out of four you've lost, two straight you've lost, Ezekiel Elliott's under fire, Dak's under a little bit of fire, you're getting back DeMarcus Lawrence, you're getting back Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb. If you can't win tonight, for goodness sake, what are we talking about?
No,
I mean,
I'm with you.
You know, what are we talking about? Forget Super Bowl. I mean, come on. So,
no,
yeah, I'm with you.
I think that's why, especially, I expect the Cowboys to win and win by more than 6.5. I think they'll win by 10 or more points, Chris. It's one of those where it's a gut check time. You just got to play well and get a game together, right? Cooper's back, right?
Yep. Now, we'll see how, you know, they talk about he still has a cough and, you know, I don't know how healthy he is. But still.
So he could cough on a defender and then the guy will move out the way and then he's open. No?
Well, Rob, bringing up the cough, it's interesting. If he's still coughing, why? Like, if he's coughing to the point where it's noticeable,
right?
Like it's every, you know, everybody coughs every once in a while. But if he's coughing where you're like, he's still got a cough, why is he in the facility?
He shouldn't be there.
Right? I mean, come on. So but I'm with you, Rob. I'm thinking, you know, 10 makes it. I picked 6 on TV today just because I'm hoping for a good game. But, yeah, the Cowboys should route them. We got 2 hours left. It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring?
Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.